You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is something we could kind of relate to. They say only 1 in 20 parents, so 95% of us parents, are stumped by our kids' schoolwork. All right? 1 in 20 of us can actually, no, actually 1 in 20 of us can do the schoolwork. 95% of us are stumped. Now, I could definitely relate to this because every night my kids come to me to help them for their homework. You know, daddy goes, look, I'm not the one who likes school. Your mama likes school, so go to your mother. Okay, well, me, you know, I've worked a long day. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm trying to watch American Idol, which, by the way, American Idol, that was ridiculous. Okay, you know, for months they've been, you know, discussing this Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey fight that supposedly happened. And to me, it actually looked like Nicki Minaj was fighting with Randy Jackson. Right? Randy Jackson was trying to talk to a person. He has some experience. Of course, Nicki Minaj, new in the field, but she thinks she's a diva, much more so than Mariah Carey and Randy Jackson combined. And so she gets into a fight with Randy Jackson, storms off, cusses. I don't know why people thought it was a fight between her and Mariah Carey. But anyway, that's what I was trying to watch, okay? I'm trying to watch that. I know they need ratings. American Idol has probably had its lowest ratings yet. So they need ratings, and so they, you know, they try to make something bigger than it is. But anyway, you know, I'm just trying to relax and, you know, really, you know, figure out, you know, if I should still stay Team Mariah or should I now be Team Randy, right? You know, this is a very big decision for me, especially when I'm trying to just kind of empty my brain out, you know, after such a long day. And my kid, one of them, brings up his homework to me. The other kid, it's interesting, the other kid who's actually struggling a little bit more with school, never brings his homework to us. He just doesn't do it. Yet the other one who is really diligent and gets phenomenal grades, he's the one that brings it to us because he wants the answer perfect. And so, but the problem is things are getting a little bit more difficult. Remember I discussed how they do math a little differently, like the way they add or the way they multiply? So I'm trying to show my son how I learned 30 years ago, and he's like, no, you're doing it wrong. That's not the way we do it. Well, I don't know how to multiply the way his teacher is showing you. I mean, does it matter? When it comes to math, the answer is the answer. But I understand, because if you do it a foreign way, you know, it can really confuse a kid. They say nearly two-thirds of parents who took part in this study of 2,000 people said they were reluctant to get involved with math homework for fear of confusing their children due to new methods used to teach the subject. Apparently, in the 1990s, okay, now this explains why I'm so confused when the change happened, because I was in school, I took math in college, and then I went to medical school. So I didn't really have any more math courses when I was in medical school, but that was in the 90s, mid to late 90s, I was doing residency, and then all of a sudden everybody has different math. I guess teachers use techniques like chunking and gridding instead of traditional methods. I guess chunking is a form of long division. It requires pupils to subtract chunks from a number, and you end up guessing, using more guesswork. Gridding requires youngsters to fill in grids to multiply numbers. So to me, that's pretty confusing. All right? Very confusing. And so, you know, some parents are reluctant. They said nearly 4 in 10, 40% of parents were unable to answer simple questions about fractions that was in their third grade, their 8-year-old's homework. They say 3/4, 73%, could not calculate a question for 11 or 12-year-olds. Now, you know, we were talking about in the previous couple hours about national security and how many of our youth are obese and they aren't in physical shape. But one also aspect of their ability to enter the military is their mental acumen. And they need to pass a test, an entrance test, an Armed Forces entrance test. Now, if we as parents can't figure out the kids' math and figure out the kids' homework, All right? And you know, parents are supposed to reinforce what teachers taught. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, you know, keep in mind, I mean, I was a straight-A student. I never really got an IQ test or Mensa, et cetera. I just got good grades, National Honor Society, fairly high SAT scores. So I really dug school. I really liked school. I really dug my teeth into it. I do not like doing my kids' homework. In fact, one of my children is in the fourth grade, and he gave me this math problem. That was his only math homework for the day. He had all sorts of other homework. And it was a math problem where we had to take a clock. We had to divide the clock into three parts, and those three parts had to have equal sums, all right? Between, like if you divided 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 in one component, but they had to be straight lines. They couldn't be curved lines. I spent 2 hours on that problem. 2 hours. You want to know what I did? I went online and Googled it. And apparently there was a site for fourth grade math, and it gave us the answer. I mean, I had to basically cheat. I didn't want to cheat. I didn't want to cheat. It's just I couldn't answer this kid's question. So I thought maybe I could learn the answer, and then I could maybe steer him to the right direction. I am 41 years old. I have a medical degree, for crying out loud. I've passed all my state boards, and I couldn't do a fourth grade math problem. What is wrong? Now, also, maybe they're teaching more laterally. I'm a very concrete thinker. A lot of us are. We could do our math, we could do our science, we could memorize our vocabulary words, we could memorize our spelling, and we got through school. But school's different these days. School now asks about the why. School now makes you memorize the commutative property of multiplicative additives or whatever. My son, the older one, had to memorize what those parentheses mean and what different reflex properties are. I didn't give a damn in school. Just give me the math problem, I'll solve it for you, and let me move on. But no, they're learning the why. Now, to me, that is a higher degree of education. I think we do need to know the why, but I can't help you with it. I don't know the why, and I think it would help if I gave a damn. And I don't, because I got to give a damn about so many other things. So my kids are on their own, you know? But honestly, if they can't do their homework, I mean, what good are they going to be later in life if they can't get through school? So they better learn now. Get to work, kids. Do your own homework. All right, I'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Well, remember we were talking about fads in the 70s of things that would help people lose weight, and one was this kind of suit that was made of foil or a type of material that you would sweat in. So housewives could walk around in it all day, sweat, and lose weight. Sweating burns calories, not to mention you get dehydrated, so you could lose weight. Well, apparently, you know, those ideas were not that far off from what people are still doing now in 2013 to try to come up with ways to lose weight. I guess there are supposed to be, there's these Zagora hot pants. Now, an investment banker, 28-year-old Desi Bell, told ABC News that she invented these tights, Zagora hot pants, to drop a few pounds for her wedding. She says it's so effective at melting off fat because you sweat, and sweat burns excess calories. She cited a study performed at Chelsea School at Brighton University in England, but the study has still yet to be published at a peer review journal. Now, Dr. Aaron Cypress, who is an obesity researcher at Harvard's Joslin Diabetic Center in Boston, doesn't believe it. Okay, he's talked about how if the room is cold, or if you're cold, you actually burn more calories. Apparently, there was a study where if you cooled a room down to the mid-60s and you were walking around all day in an extra in T-shirt and shorts and not bundled up, you'll burn an extra 100 to 300 calories a day. There's a study that I guess showed that. And we've also talked about how cool temperatures help incite some of your brown fat, which is more metabolically active, so you'll end up burning more calories, losing more weight when you're cold. But I do agree that there are studies that show the more you sweat, you burn off a lot of energy. You know, if you exercise and then you quickly jump in the shower, I always tell people, sit and enjoy your sweat. Just sweat it out for another few minutes, because while your body's trying to cool off, you are burning energy. But it appears you burn more energy when you're cold. So anyway, I guess these are a form of hot pants. All right. So, you know, do they work? Honestly, everybody's trying to find some extra ways to shave off the workout. No. All right. I would not wear Zagora hot pants and expect you to lose the weight that you need. You're going to have to exercise anyway. You're going to have to exercise. You're going to have to, diet. You're going to have to watch what you eat. So you might as well start now, okay? I mean, you know, while you're younger, right? Don't, you know, that's a big problem I have with people dieting. What they'll do is they'll crash diet, or they'll take the diet pill, and they'll be like, I only need to, you know, look good for the wedding. And I'm like, well, no, okay? You know, if you're going to be doing all this work and put your body through all that stress to lose weight, all right, you know, why not make it last? Because otherwise, when you're 42 or when you're 52 or when you're 62 or when you're 72, you're going to have to exercise and go on a diet anyway. So figure out now how to keep your weight down, because we're all going to have to do it. I don't care. I know a lot of you have been putting it off. You think you could put it off. Your New Year's resolution lasted only 10 days. Now you're back to your same old type of routine. You're going to have to figure this out. So you might as well do it. And you know, buying a pair of pants, I don't think is the right way to go. Now, this is interesting. All right. Apparently, there is a perfume that could lure sexual partners. This study was published January 22nd in the journal Proceedings of the Royal Society B. They found that women preferred wearing perfumes with an odorless substance that mimics unique immune system chemicals secreted through the skin. I want something that smells kind of pretty, not flowery, but pretty. Well, apparently, cells in the human body that keep out foreign invaders influence a person's odor. And these synthetic chemicals can mimic a scent that could be added to perfumes and then later lure potential mates. So for those of us that don't really get to date a lot, maybe this perfume will help, I guess. They say some people's immune systems are incompatible with each other. So it could lead to offspring with a poor defense against invaders, this is according to Fox News, or a tendency to attack your own body cells. But if added to perfume, synthetic chemicals could one day broadcast your immune signature to lure evolutionarily compatible mates. So I guess what they're hoping is if a lady wears this perfume, a man who thinks he's going to be the right match for her will just be instinctively attracted to her. Is that what we're saying? The findings suggest that body odor does carry clues to the type of immune system someone has, according to Christina Davis, UC Davis researcher, who studies body odor and its relation to immune status. I gotta admit, that is kind of cool. All right, I wouldn't want to be the researcher studying body odor, but that is pretty cool, because think about it, all right? Evolution has baffled us, just baffled us on how it's gotten it right, which is why those of us who are religious believe God definitely has a hand in it as well. Amen to that. You know, but it just blows my mind how a crab was created, or a lobster was created. I mean, there are so many things that give people evolutionary advantages. So why not that there be some sort of evolutionary advantage when mates are trying to find each other? You know how sometimes you look at some, you know, movie stars, or you look at your friends and you look at two people together and you're like, why are they together? I would have never expected that. You know your best friend, you know her dating habits, you know, when she was younger, or your best friend man, his dating habits, and you're like, that just blows my mind, and I don't understand how those two hooked up. Maybe there is something beyond our control. Maybe there is something with a certain body odor or something that connects two people. I don't know. You know, I never thought I was going to end up with my husband. I never thought he would want me. I mean, he always had these beautiful bombshell girlfriends, all right? And I always say he settled on me. Who knows? Maybe I give off some sort of message to, you know, his sensory system that goes, you know what, we're going to be making great babies if you hook up with me. I don't know. Don't you think a T-shirt would be easier? I could just wear a T-shirt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, good news for Burger King customers. From what I understand, it is stopping using one of the farms that was found to be supplying grocers with beef that contained horse meat. You guys remember that? We didn't really cover that. I heard about it, and I think we had a busy day, and we never got to it. But I guess market leader Tesco and smaller chains Aldi, Lidl, and Iceland have sold beef products that contained horse meat. Now, food safety experts said the horse meat posed no, you know, health risk to customers, but it did make you wonder why nobody was watching our, you know, food supply chain and, you know, just having some better QA going on right there. On its website, Burger King said it decided to replace all Silvercrest products in Britain and Ireland with products from another approved Burger King supplier. Not sure what's happening here in the States. They say it's a voluntary and precautionary measure. All right. They are working diligently to identify suppliers that can produce 100% pure beef products. I guess the beef burger, all right. So the beef burger products from the grocers were revealed last week to have tested positive for horse DNA. And since we know cattle don't eat horse, it makes you wonder what happened. Okay? Now, Tesco is, I guess, a huge retailer in Europe, immediately withdrew from sale all products from its supplier, Silvercrest, which is owned by ABP Food Group. You see how many middlemen there are? And they say it is working with authorities and the supplier to urgently understand how horse meat came into the product. Somebody's trying to skimp. Someone's trying to save some pennies. It's a recession. That's what happens. Nasty, nasty things happen. They say the discovery of horse meat was embarrassing and damaging, and it will still be damaging to future retailers. Now, wait a second. There was a famous racehorse that was kidnapped and never seen again, Shergar King. Are they trying to say that there was a, they think people are stealing racehorses for our meat? That doesn't make sense. Oh, that'd be crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, before I get into this next story, let me see if there's something else. I know we're going to be coming up on break, so I don't want to get into a deeper topic like women in the battlefield, but let's quickly talk about Conrad Murray. Now, Conrad Murray has been in jail, right? He was the one who gave propofol to Michael Jackson in his home. All right. Now, from what I understand, he has been very upset, in tears, because he's in pain. And he has been asking for medical help. Now, he's been sentenced to 4 years in jail after he was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter of Michael Jackson back in 2009. I think his jail sentence started about a year ago. So he still has 3 years more to go. He's claiming he can't use his hands anymore. He can barely use his hands. And he can't wash his back. He can't use his arms. He says, I don't know if I have the freedom and liberty to get help when I ask for it, but I've been asking for 8 months, and what is done is so suboptimal that it's getting worse all the time. Now, could a lot of this be psychological? Absolutely. What type of a condition could he have that within 8 months, I mean, you know, us seeing him in the courtrooms, being sentenced to him having debilitated pain, I don't know. All right, and I mean, rheumatoid arthritis usually comes in a little slower. But I'm not really too sure what happens medical-wise in these jails. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DILIA. Okay, fix your radios, guys. Some of you are having radio problems. DOCDALI. Thank you. FDA weighs tougher restrictions on some prescription painkillers. They are meeting today and tomorrow to discuss the fate of certain painkillers that contain hydrocodone. Now, hydrocodone is in Vicodin and Lortab, an extremely common painkiller prescribed, I think, way too much, but very necessary for people in chronic pain and something that people are very used to getting. All right. From what we understand, what they want to do is they want to reclassify Vicodin, which is hydrocodone plus acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, into a higher category of danger for misuse or abuse. OxyContin and Percocet are already classified in that higher category. Now, the U.S. DEA has asked that an FDA advisory panel undertake the review. Currently, the drugs are classified as Schedule 3 drugs, but the agency wants to move them up to a Schedule 2, like Percocet is, etc. The FDA is not required to follow the recommendations of its advisory panels, but it typically does. Now, supporters to move these drugs to a Schedule 2 status point to, I guess, histories of deaths and suicides that have been the result of the misuse of this medication. Now, we've talked about these medications and what ends up happening. The reason why so many people are taking these is because they are so highly addictive. What happens when you take an opioid is you have these mu receptors, okay? Mu receptors. So you take the medication, and the very first time you take it, it floods the receptors, and you feel good. For those of us who have ever had to deal with childbirth and we got our first shot of Demerol, I had no idea what narcotics did until I received a Demerol shot when I was in labor with my first child. And it was, I mean, it was psychedelic. And keep in mind, I was in pain for days. I was in labor for about 4 or 5 days until we finally gave birth to my son. So getting that first shot after an exhausting 4 or 5 painful days, it was like heaven. And it happened so quick. And that first shot, I mean, it was amazing. Now, the baby's heart rate went down a little bit, but it bounced right back up. Everything seemed fine. All right, and then the pain started to come, and I wasn't ready for an epidural. And again, after 4 or 5 days, I just couldn't really tough it out anymore. I thought I could maybe do it without an epidural, but I was like, no, I want the epidural. So they go, well, would you like another shot of the Demerol? Well, of course, I said yes. And the next shot, hardly anything. Hardly felt a thing. Because that very first shot, okay, overtook those mu receptors. And, you know, remember, pain comes from the brain. So it immediately dealt with the receptors in the brain. I felt fine. Then when it starts to wear off, you still have the medication in the mu receptors. You still have the chemical interaction. But when more medicine came, no, hardly any of an effect because we were already saturating the mu receptors. It's just the pain control already started to wear off. So people like that high that they get. Now, these are people that aren't in pain. Okay, we're talking about people that abuse the drugs. I think somebody who is in chronic pain, I don't like to lump in the abusive category. These are people who take it for the high. I had one patient, he had claimed he was having chronic back pain and disc issues, and he did. His MRI showed he had disc issues. But he admitted to me the reason why he was taking his Lortab is because it gets him through work. If he takes a Lortab, he ends up liking the first few hours of work. Then he takes another one at his break and he could get through the shift. So he was taking his Lortab for psychological issues. It helped him with his depression. It helped him with his, dealing with people. It made him more fun to work with. So he was abusing the drug. Didn't look like an abuser. Nice older, you know, gentleman. You would have never thought he was abusing narcotics. But he admitted to me that's why he was taking the medicine. Of course, we got him help. And I think we were able to get him off the addiction to it. But what ends up happening is your body gets extremely tolerant to these medications. So somebody who does have chronic pain, chronic back pain, disc issues, chronic arthritis, cancer pain, etc., one pill doesn't cut it. Two pills don't cut it. So they end up taking probably 6 to 8 of these medications a day. And it's very easy to take the medications a day. I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, really? He's popping 6 to 8 pills a day? But think about it, okay? Let's say you haven't slept all night because you were in pain. So you wake up at 5, 6 in the morning, all right? Well, you're like, well, I'm up, so you take a pill, okay? Starts to wear off around 8, 9 in the morning while you're getting ready to go to work. So you take another pill. Then lunchtime comes, it's wearing off. Boom, you take a third pill. Before the end of your shift, you start to feel it hurt. You take another one. Now that's 4. You finally get home after dealing with traffic, cooking dinner, getting dinner set up, dealing with the kids. You take another one about 7, 8 o'clock. All right. Kids go to bed. Dogs fed. You do whatever side work you have to do, reports, whatever. Now it's 10, 11 o'clock. You want to be able to go to sleep because you know you can't sleep because of the pain. Boom. There's your 6th pill. You see how easy it is? And that doesn't look like a typical addict type of person. Oh, well, I'm just going to skip work and I'm going to shoot up in my house. These are very, very common ways to be addicted to a medication and to abuse a medication without realizing you're even abusing it. Every few hours when he was feeling pain, he took the pill like he would an aspirin or a Tylenol or a Motrin, etc. That's why, you know, that's why many of these tragedies that occur with people who are overusing these medications occur. It's not because we have a bunch of people trying to get high. Yes, you do have a lot of people that do that. You do find people like that gentleman that, I don't want to call him a gentleman, the idiot, who had reused needles. In hospital, you hear this all the time. People taking the fentanyl, taking the medication, shooting themselves up with it, and then putting saline in it instead. So the patient is like, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. And the nurse is like, no, I gave you the fentanyl. Well, he never got fentanyl because he got saline because the nurse stole it. And the nurse was giving themselves high. So, yeah, there are those people out there. But for many of you all, you're taking these painkillers because you're in pain. And it's very easy for you to take 6 to 8 a day. And keep in mind, Vicodin and Lortab are usually attached to 500 milligrams of Tylenol, which means you're imbibing 3 to 4 grams of Tylenol a day. That could wreck the liver. So if, you know, they change it to a Schedule 2 from a Schedule 3, the lower the schedule, the easier to get. I think codeine is a Schedule 4. But if they upgrade it to a Schedule 2, your doctor can't call those prescriptions in. In most states, the doctor will have to see you and write the prescription. So it's a lot harder to have your doctor call you, you know, 120 Lortab over the phone. Here's what I want to advise you, and I've advised this many times on the show, okay? Many of you in chronic pain are veterans, people with amputations, people with back pain, cancer, etc. Please, for the love of the Lord, start coming up with a plan now on how you will get your medications, all right? Whether you need a pain management doctor, whether it has to be your orthopedist, I don't know. Because the one thing we're going to start to see is because of all the abuse, innocent victims, you know, end up suffering for it, okay? And so those of you that actually take that medication because you are dealing with cancer in the bone, et cetera, I think you should get whatever medicine you need as long as you're not going to drive on it. I mean, you're in that kind of pain and you've been given, you know, months to live, et cetera. I mean, gosh, give him the pain medicine for crying out loud that he could use so he could still function and go to the kids' birthday parties and, you know, still be able to be a grandfather or father or mother, et cetera. All right. Now, with Obamacare and the changes that we're going to be having to access, if let's say they do change Vicodin and Lortab, which it looks like they are going to do to a Schedule 2 drug, and your doctor can't call in your pain medicines, or you can't get refills. You have to actually go and get the prescription. And now we're dealing with the Affordable Health Care Act, where now we're going to be having less access because many doctors are dropping insurance. A lot of doctors are going to cash pay. Some doctors are just leaving the field completely. Now you're going to be in trouble when it comes to your pain medicine. Talk to your family doctor, your internist, talk to your medical provider. Go, what are we looking at here long term, and what do you suggest I do? And hopefully they'll get you in with pain management. I mean, hopefully we can do things and, you know, with medical progress to actually help you with your pain so you don't have to be on these medicines long term. But I think there's going to be a lot of people in trouble here. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we don't have any more news on this Denver public school that was closed after a bomb threat. From what we understand, a public school was made against the Bruce Randolph School late last night. Police have searched the campus. We have no news on what they found. We don't know if it was a fake call, but we do know that the school did have to be closed down because of the threat. We're not sure when it reopens. If I do get any more information between now and the end of the show, we will let you know. The Philadelphia pediatrician who was found strangled, bound, and burned in her apartment, from what we understand, was committed allegedly by her exterminator. Jason T. Smith, 36-year-old, is a father of two. He's an exterminator of Levittown, Philadelphia. He was taken into custody on Wednesday evening to be questioned over the brutal murder of Dr. Melissa Ketanuti. And he was charged after he made a full confession to police. He's been charged with murder, arson, abuse of a corpse, and risking a catastrophe. Apparently, he told investigators he committed this crime because he felt like Dr. Ketanuti was disrespecting him and making fun of him when he performed work on her home. Smith went to the doctor's home originally because of a rodent problem in her basement. I guess an argument ensued and he hit her. She fell to the ground. He started to strangle her with the rope and then set her on fire. How horrible. Of course, the neighbors are just stunned because they see him. He, I guess, does extermination for other people in the neighborhood and, or I guess his neighbor, his own neighborhood. They see him playing outside with kids. Never thought something like this would come from him. All right. Apparently he lives at home with his girlfriend of 6 years, her mother and his daughter. I don't want to go into any more of the brutal details, but just absolutely just scary. And again, this is another example of how non-felons, okay, criminals sometimes perform the most deadliest, gruesome acts on people. We should still watch our prior felons, all right, and people that were partly convicted. Absolutely, we should still keep an eye on them. But when you hear about things like this, these are, I mean, from what I understand, he has no history at all, no criminal history. He's a father of two, plays with the kids outside in the neighborhood, and then can turn and do something this gruesome on somebody. This is very frightening stuff. All right. North Korea says new nuclear test will be part of a fight against the United States. All right. This while we are undergoing the confirmation hearing of Senator John Kerry, who we are expecting it to be a very easy sail through. When Rice pulled her name out because it didn't look like she was going to make it, Senator John Kerry then threw his hat into the ring. And from what I understand, he's going to be very easily okayed for this position. Apparently, let me see where it goes. North Korea says Thursday that it plans to carry out a nuclear test on more long-range rocket launches, all of which it said are part of a new phase of confrontation with the United States. The North's National Defense Commission said the moves would feed into an upcoming all-out action that would target the United States, the quote-unquote sworn enemy of the Korean people. All right? I guess carried by state media, the comments are the latest defiant flourish from the reclusive North Korean regime whose young leader Kim Jong-un has upheld his father's policy of pursuing a military deterrent and shrugging off international pressure. All right, this is another country that we just cannot keep our eyes off of. This is some crazy, crazy stuff. Now, of course, today, you know, we get the news that Leon Panetta is opening up and abolishing the ban on women being in combat roles in the military. And there's been a lot of back and forth with this. Now, we talked about this in the first 2 hours, so I strongly urge you to, you know, listen to our podcast. One of my listeners wanted to know what the difference between men and women are, and aren't women the weaker sex? So, of course, we went through the biology of things, you know. I mean, it's a pretty passionate discussion, okay? Because, I mean, national security is a passionate subject, okay? And many people feel that women in the military is great, it's a great adjunct, and being in combat roles will be perfect, and some feel it could threaten our national security. So, you know, we kind of debated that, and we talked about that earlier, so I'm not gonna rehash. But my biggest concern, and I think the biggest concern and threat to our national security are the upcoming youth. Now, we talked about a report that came out in 2009. Many of us remember this report, as generals were very concerned about this, where 75% of our American youth between 18 and 24 years old are unfit to serve in the military. Even people wanting to serve in the military and they think they're physically fit are turned away. They're either too obese, they don't have the physical stamina, they have asthma, ADHD, a variety of things preventing them. Are you kidding me? And so I guess in this report, they concluded that only 20% of our current youth could even be considered for military as long as they pass the mental test as well, the academic test. Now, if we're in this kind of a position where we won't have enough men to staff our military, of course we need to open it up to women. I mean, thank God we have volunteers, men, women, homosexuals, straight. All right. I don't care if you want to honor us with your courage and your desire to protect this beautiful country of ours. Amen. All right. And if women want to be on the battlefield, I say all the power to them. And, you know, when you look at these women and their physical stamina and their strength, they're a lot of times better than the average man who's not in the military. Now, you know, military man to military woman, yes, there are differences. There's differences in the bone. There's differences in the muscle mass. There's differences in thickness of skin. Yes, there are biological differences. There's height differences. Absolutely. All right. But in terms of capabilities, all right, in terms of women being able to shoot, women being able to run, endurance type issues, we know women can compete with men, not even compete, can work with men. Where the big issue is going to arise and what's being brought up now by current military members is the logistics of how do you live for weeks on end, let's say in a tank, okay, with women and men. You know, you had a soldier who wrote to the Wall Street Journal discussing the initial invasion in Iraq back in 2003, where he said they were for weeks, you know, held up in a tank that was built for 15 people, but 25 of them were there. They were sitting on top of each other when dysentery affected the battalion and the troop. They had to basically poop in front of each other. And so, yes, that's difficult, I think, for anybody, pooping in front of another man. But, you know, many of these soldiers are concerned, well, you know, how do we do this now in front of women, right? And then are women going to want to disrobe and do the things that they had to do on the battlefield? They were in their chemical suits for, I guess, over a month. And then finally, they were able to, when Baghdad was secure, they were in an area, they stripped, their suits were burned because of all the germs and the blood and the filth and human waste on them, and then they were hosed down naked, right? And then they got dressed. How does that happen logistically if there's women in their battalion? So that's going to probably be the source of contention, because nobody wants to now politically say, well, we think women are the weaker sex, it's going to hurt us, etc. Nobody's going to say that. But there are valid logistic issues. All right. You know, I mean, we don't want to make any current soldiers uncomfortable. We don't want to deter other people from serving. I mean, if they feel like they have their privacy, and privacy is extremely important. All right. I mean, I don't think just because you serve in the military, you should be denied privacy. True, we understand you change in front of each other, you shower in front of each other, etc. Do they have to be subjected to doing that with members of the opposite sex? I don't think that's fair. They shouldn't have to. But we have such a growing problem with not enough people that will be available or able to serve in our military that we're going to have to open it to women, whether it's a logistically feasible thing or not. We need people who can serve. And I am just so grateful for those who are volunteering to serve. I am. And all of you who have served, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please, 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 please be safe. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.